Hey, Megan, it's Brock. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm
How's she
good.
doing?
Yeah, really good. Everything with the anesthetic and the x-rays went really well, which is good. So she's awake now and just chilling in a little cage. I've made her a little sort of donut, which is like a little rolled up sort of towel that she's sitting in, and it's sort of supporting her breast and neck, which is nice. So she's nice and warm. But yeah, I can't really see a fracture of the leg. I think there must be some sort of possibly fracture, what we call like pelvic or sacral collapse in around her pelvis. But her bones are honestly, you can hardly see them on the x-ray. They're so brittle
So
and so strong
brittle.
with calcium. Yeah, so.
Oh, the poor little thing.
Yeah,
Okay.
but look, sometimes they come really good. It usually takes a couple of weeks to see how good the nerve function will be if there's a little sort of fracture in there. So usually just, keep her pain-free, keep it on calcium supplementation from the antibiotics as well and the hormones. We should hopefully see a good response over the next 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, for sure.
Okay.
But
All
yeah,
right.
she's done really well. I took a little photo of her in a little hospital cage if you want me to send it to you if you're worried about it.
Yeah,
You want to see that?
please.
Yeah,
Yeah.
cool. All right, I'll send
So,
that to
are
you.
you, is she still got to stay overnight?
Look, I think that'd be nice. Like, we can make sure she's eating and everything.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you did. Well, how far away were you again? Sorry, were you close?
Yeah, I'm over at Kalinga, but yeah, if you think it's best she stays overnight, then yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think so. We'll just keep an eye on her and check her in the morning. And then we could organize for her to go home, and we'll talk about her home care and stuff when we organize that. But yeah, look, I guess honestly, like, it's actually probably nice to see that there's not some horrible fracture or anything that we have to worry about. But I think there is probably one higher up in the pelvis, but I just can't see it because I really can't even sort of make out her pelvis, honestly. It's just so
Oh, God.
small.
Okay.
Yeah, so
All
we'll
right.
yeah, loosen. But yeah, but that's okay.
As
We've
long as
definitely
she's not
had.
in any pain, I
Yeah,
mean, she
we've
will
got her on
be
the
in a
pain
little
relief.
bit, but yeah.
Yeah, we've got her on the pain relief, so don't worry about her too much. She's starting to nibble at a little bit of millet seed, so hopefully she'll fill up. But I'll give her a big feed so she's not hungry tonight. It should be good.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So yeah, I'll send you a photo when
Oh,
she looks like right
I'm
now.
still in shock. It's like,
Yeah.
oh no, the poor little thing. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it happens, hey. It's just a shame. I'm glad it happened while you were still here, like it didn't happen on the way home or anything. So thankfully,
Yeah,
that's good.
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get it sorted, Megan. But it'll just need a
Yeah.
bit of time to rest and heal, and we'll make sure she's pain-free throughout the next few weeks as well.
Yeah, okay. So will I give you a ring tomorrow morning, or
I'll
what do
give
I
you a
do?
call. Yeah, and I'll call you
Okay.
so we can chat about her progress, and we'll probably organize the time to discharge her and talk about her home care tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask, do we have your email address? I don't think I've got it on here. What's your email address?
Yeah, it's MEGPJ at bigpond.com.
MEGPJ@bigpond.com.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
I'll just send through the little photo of her in hospital. I'll just send that through.
Yeah.
But yeah, all good. Yeah, get some sleep tonight. Don't worry, and I'll just talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks
Thanks.
so much, Megan.
Bye.